In December 2008, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously met with our association members for an international gathering. It was a joyous occasion as Master and disciples reunited to meditate and pray for peace. During her visit to meet with our association members, Supreme Master Qinghai also spoke of the teachings of past masters and answered the spiritual questions of fellow initiates. Throughout the ages, compassionate, enlightened masters have urged people to surrender to the greater universal power by seeking the divine within, from which all other goodness and happiness follow. This message was echoed again in the teachings of Lao Tzu in the Tao Te Ching, which Supreme Master Qinghai shared with our association members during the international gathering on December 13th, 2008.
Now we go back to the series Tao Te Ching. Mm-hmm. This is one of the nice stanzas about humility. Who knows his manhood's strength, yet still his female feebleness maintains. As to one channel flow the many drains, all come to him or beneath the sky. Thus, he the constant excellence retains, the simple child again, free from all stains. For example, this man, he knows everything that there is to know, because he already attained the Tao, is already understood the function of the universe, the knowledge of the cosmos. But he's still retaining his humble self, you know? And so he doesn't look like a wise guy or anything. He probably looked like one of us, yes. But because of the quality inside, it just naturally attract people coming to him or to her. So Lao Tzu say that this kind of person will constantly retain the excellence of his nature all the time. He became the child again, free from all flaws, from all stains. Yes. This is a man, a woman who has attained the Tao, yes, who has been enlightened. So with this essay, Lao Tzu want to tell his disciples how to act, how to behave, how to distinguish a person who has attained the Tao. He will look like this. Yes, very strong, very powerful, very wise, yet very simple, very humble, very ordinary. So he advised his disciples first to carry out their life on the planet as long as they live here. Not just physical strength, but, you know, even spiritual strength. You know it, but you don't boast about it. Because the man, after he attained enlightenment, for him it's simple, like breathing. It will not feel like, oh, it's a great, I attained the Tao, I am now the Buddha. No, he doesn't feel that way. She won't feel that way. It's very simple and natural to them anyway. But people will know it, and they all will flock to him, all beneath the sky. That means all being, because he's already one with all of them. So they feel no distant from this kind of being. Not just human, but animals also. That's why he say all beneath the sky. He doesn't say human will flock to him or her. He say all beneath the sky will come to this person, because he has become a child again, simple, free and pure. The next quality, who knows how white attracts, but yet always keeps himself within the shade of black. The pattern of humility displayed in view of all beneath the sky. He, in the unchanging excellence, arrayed endless return to man's first state has made. It's similar again, the humility of the man who attained the Tao. Even though he knows what kind of action would attract attention and praise and glory, but he stayed in the background as much as possible, of course. The white and the black, this is the Tao people always use, white and black, soft and hard, just to symbolize the two opposite energy in this world, in the cosmos. White is very bright and everybody can see it right away, even in the dark, yes. And black is very shady and people notice not too much. Some people wear black to symbolize humility. It's not necessary that the wearer has humility, but it seems like tradition. He's not talking about the clothes here, although it does help sometimes. In this world, people just look at outside appearance and judge the person inside. Nevertheless, the person who attained the Tao is very simple. That's what they mean, very simple. Even though he knows what to do to make himself advance in the society, he doesn't do it. And if he does it, it's truly, genuinely, just for the sake of others. In his heart, this is not just about the action, it's about the inner quality of the man, that in his heart, he seeks no glory, that's what it is. No temporary glory of this illusionary world, because let's face it, even if you're king of the whole world, how long it lasts? And what for? The life of simplicity is really the bliss from heaven on this planet. I can guarantee you that. I tasted it, I loved it, and I still love it. It's just, we cannot always keep it. The man who attained the Tao always display his humility instead of the ambition for glory. You can feel that, no matter what he does. Yes. So, Lao Tzu doesn't mean the outward appearance or the outward action only, but he means the true inside of that man. And it would be best if his situation even allow him to be always humble and simple. For example, but if you are the king, or if you are a high officials of the government, when you go out in a function, you just have to dress good, like everybody else. But that doesn't mean that you're not humble. It depends on the situation. So suppose a person who is very enlightened, but he's already in the good governmental position, he can't just say, I wear sandal, I have flip-flop, because I have to be humble. I have to display my humility. And I don't wear tie because what for? I don't wear suit. I just wear a long cloth or something because I'm humble. It's not necessary like that. What the master meant here is the true humility inside, which is hard to attain and hard to see even. Because most of us judge outward appearance, and that's the problem with us. That's why we miss many opportunities. That's why we don't know what is good and what is not good. That's why we cannot recognize the saint from the profane. And that is a pity for us. But some of us know, and it's lucky for these people. This is what we have to know, the knowledge of discrimination between the highly developed being and the less developed being. That's very good for us. If we want to follow the Tao, if we want to be in the company of the saints and of the wise, then we must discern this. And we treat others with love and respect, normal. But we treat the saints differently. We have to adhere to them, we must be with them in order to nourish our spiritual practice. The supportive energy of the same mentality is very, very good for us. In any endeavor, not just spiritual practice.
He in the unchanging excellence array, endless return to man's first state has made. Just similar to the stanza above, that man returned to his original purity, like a child again. Return to man's first state has made.
The primordial state of manhood, of human, of being, is the original self. So he will return to that. Whoever always adhered to the primordial excellence, the cosmos excellence, will retain the innocence of childhood all the time. Now we come to the stanza. Who knows how glory shines, yet loves disgrace, nor ever, for it is pale. Behold his presence in a spacious veil, to which men come from all beneath the sky. The unchanging excellence completes its tale. The simple infant man, in him we hail. The man, the woman, the being who knows that in this world, power, glory, does attract attention of people and does glorify him. But he prefers the humble, the ordinary life, and not seeking to glorify himself personally or officially. The one who knows the power of glory in this world, yet do not seek to find it. This is the man who has returned to the simple infant state of his mind, to which man come from all beneath the sky. This kind of man will attract all beings to his feet, even though he doesn't want it. The less glory he seeks, the more glory he will gain. Not in a sense of a worldly gain, but in some different kind of glory. The glory of love, the glory of unconditional services. He will attain all that. All will flock to him because he has returned to his infant state of mind, all pure or innocent. So similarly, we the practitioner should try to adhere to this principle. In the beginning, we understand that as a principle only, as a theory. But later on, as our practice progresses and our spiritual level rises up and our mind more purified, our understanding of the Tao expands, then we will just become that. We will naturally become an infant again. So there's no need for us to even do anything to attain it. In the beginning, we try to adhere to it, we understand it, and we try to practice it, and later on become our true nature. As we practice spiritually along the way, our understanding will be more and more expansive. And then this will become natural. We will become just humble, naturally humble, no ambition for glory, for fame, for gain in this world anymore. That will be a normal state of us. And that is when we attain the complete Tao. I like Tao Te Ching because it's very simple. It's one of the most sophisticated Bible of the world, the most famous, the most translated, the most loved, yet it's very simple, like in plain language, and everyone can understand it. At least the translation into English is simple. Even though the translators have tried very hard to make it more poetic and more sophisticated, even then it's still as plain as my nose that you can see. All right, you retain this state of mind and meditate, okay?
It was a pleasure to have you with us for Between Master and Disciples. Up next is Animal World, our co-inhabitants, right after noteworthy news on Supreme Master Television. May the Providence bless you and your loved ones with happiness and inner peace.